All this week, we're hearing young professionals explain why they've chosen to build their careers and their lives in Vermont, or in some cases, why they've chosen to leave the state. In this installment of Choosing Vermont, we turn to Burlington's growing tech scene and how one Dealer.com worker is trying to encourage more women to get into that industry.
My name is Maureen McElhaney. I am 32 years old, and I work at Dealer.com, and I also run the local chapter of Girl Develop It Burlington. Dealer is the biggest company I've ever worked for. You know, it's a really fun culture. I actually just accepted a new position with the company as a QA engineer, so I'll be moving into development. A couple years back, I really decided I was going to dedicate more time in my free time to learn how to code. So I started taking Girl Develop It classes. Girl Develop It is a national nonprofit. We have 36 chapters across the US and in Canada. We offer affordable classes for women to learn how to code, trying to get more women into the tech industry. And so it's affordable classes, community resources, and sort of mentoring and networking opportunities for women. I grew up in Philadelphia, and, you know, I love Philadelphia, but I was just sort of sick of city life, and I was ready for something else. And my husband, you know, worked for Burton Snowboards as a sales rep in the Mid-Atlantic region, and we had been talking about moving out of the city for a while, and we were considering, you know, different places. An opportunity opened up here for him to move, and I didn't love my job at the time, and so I said, let's go, you know, let's just take the leap. And I'd never been to Burlington before. My first time coming was looking for an apartment. So it was pretty interesting, you know, walking into a city like, okay, this is going to be home. I better like it. There wasn't really a choice at that point. But it's been great. I love it here. It's a really nice change. I am certainly very surprised by the lack of anonymity living in Burlington. You know, growing up in a major city, you definitely get used to just being able to get lost. You know, you find that coffee shop that you love to go to, you can go there, you don't know anybody. Here, you never get that. You know, you always see people that you know everywhere you go. It's a small town. And sometimes you just, you know, you don't want to put on makeup, you don't want to care about what you look like, you just want to go hide somewhere. I think that if the city of Burlington or the state of Vermont were to invest in an entrepreneurial startup kind of community here, that would definitely draw people to the city a lot more because they would see an opportunity to not have to be tied to a company. When our friends have problems at work, our biggest fear is that they'll move away, you know, and that's not normal. You know, when I living in Philly, if my friend was having a problem at a job, you just say, okay, you'll get another job. But here, you know, you always worry, you know, if you lose your job, you're going to leave and then we can't hang out anymore. It's going to suck. You know, when I moved here, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about Vermont. You know, it was a leap of faith, and there were a lot of things on the checklist that were here that looked good on paper. And it was tough for the first year. Every time I went home to visit my family, coming back, you know, I was sad. I missed Philly. But, you know, there was a moment, I think it was when I went home for Christmas. I was driving back up to go home to Burlington. And as soon as I saw the first sort of line of mountains, it was like this wave of relief that I was coming home. And that was the first time I was like, this is home now. You know, this is great.